So we're just going to do a meditation. So just get yourselves kind of comfortable. We're going to do something a wee bit different, but it's kind of in the territory, but a little bit different. So begin, as always, just by being aware of your bodies. Feeling your body as the bridge between the inside and the outside. Feeling the directions around your body, the front and the back, left and right, above, below, and center. Moving from the inside into the outside. We find ourselves walking upon a path across ancient fields up in the Cotswolds. Feeling the greenness of the countryside, the coldness of the air, but the brightness of the sun. It is twilight, and the sun is setting, and there are long shadows across the land. And we are walking to a sacred place. It is one of the witness places that has stood for many hundreds of years. It is a place that holds a pattern of light and life. A place of deep magic, of deep mystery. And it is the case that as we walk across the landscape, we find ourselves walking through time and space. In front of us, there is a white path of pebbles that is our guide, for there is no other track. We discover that we are hooded and cloaked and carry a small lantern with us that sheds light upon the path in front of us. And we find ourselves approaching a circle of stones, not large stones, but a circle, complete. Each stone has a different shape. And there are many of them, so it is impossible to count them. And the white path leads us to an opening in the stones. And before the opening, there stands a figure, cloaked and hooded. And as we approach, the figure holds up a sword and places it to our breast, challenging us. Denying us entry unless we give the token that permits entry. We feel the sharp prick of the sword, and for a moment are confused. But then realize that in the hand not holding the lantern, there is a small token. Which we offer to the guardian, who takes it, who holds and contemplates it, who turns it round, and then returns it to us. The guardian steps aside, and we enter the circle of stones. And the entrance is both short and long. We cross the sword bridge into the place of communion, into the place of gathering. And we process around the circle of stones. Noticing that from each point of the circle, the rest of the stones look different, and the landscape looks different in the twilight shadows. We stand for a moment in the center of the circle. Feeling the stones around us. Feeling the infinite possibilities. And then our attention is taken by a great standing stone just beyond the circle, standing proud. And we leave the circle and are drawn to the stone. It is weathered and it has much lichen upon it, yet it stands tall somewhere. There are crystals in it, and there is a straightness and an uprightness. And deeply incised within it, either made by man or by nature, is the shape of a living human standing, cruciform, held within the stone, speaking out of the stone. And as we contemplate the stone, we feel that deep sense of will and direction. The sense of ancient will that is ever new and ever green, like a fountain of green life. Feeling the ancientness, the depth of the stone, for it extends deeply down into the earth, as well as high into the air. It is as if we enter the stone and the stone enters us. And in so doing, we become part of a line of those who have aligned with deep will, who have taken the place of the one who transmits the blessing, who transmits the line of light. We become the living rod, the living wand, the living spear of direction. And all our parts are unified. As we are unified, we step out of the stone. And a little way distant, beyond the circle opposite our place of entrance, there is a barrow. And we feel led to this barrow, noticing the Trithilian entranceway and many spiraling carvings. To enter, we must bow our heads, fall on our knees into an ancient place, a place of darkness and light. Into the house of the mother. Into the place of beginnings, recreation. And deep in the barrow, we find she. And deep in the barrow we find the many, the relics of the many who have come this way, who have made their mark upon the stone. And she who lives within places upon her hand, red ochre, red clay, and invites us to make our mark upon the stone, that we will remember and be remembered as participants in the mystery. Mother, give us to drink, that we may live. we are offered the drink of mystery, the drink of inspiration, the bendith for mamai, the blessing of the mother. And if it is our will, we drink. And in drinking, we move through and in. And we do not know in this moment if we are moving inwards or outwards. Are we within her? Are we without her? This is the moment of transition and opening. And we find ourselves outside the barrow, returning to the circle, approaching it from the direction opposite the great stone. And we are greeted by one who challenges us and asks us to show our hand. We lift up our hand stained with red ochre. And we are shown a great shield with an intricate pattern, coiling and curling and twisting and turning. And as we look deeply into the pattern, we see that it is formed from the palm prints of those who have pledged themselves to it by pressing their red hands into the shield. If it is our will, we find the place where our hand fits. And in that moment, we see ourselves as part of the pattern, part of the shaping, part of an unfolding mystery of many generations. And stepping through the opening, we stand in the midst of the circle, and around us are the companions of the way, the companions of the mystery, who have walked the sword bridge, who have entered the stone, who have made their mark in the barrow of the mother, who have placed their mark upon the pattern of the shield. And we are one with them, and they are one with us, from all ages and all times. We stand together in the unbroken circle, honoring the King Stone and the Whispering Cave. We turn to the place of our beginning, to the place of entrance, and stepping through the opening, find ourselves just here, just now, in our room. Now.